But an exhibition on at the moment in London has taken this concept a stage further. Called Sense and Sensuality, they've commissioned an exhibition where the artists have been instructed that their works must be accessible to blind and partially sighted people by touch, by sound, by taste, by smell, or a combination of all four. We decided we wouldn't burden you with my curmudgeonly reactions. Instead, we asked that Gary O'Donoghue, one of the BBC's political correspondents, to take time off from the round of party conferences to go to the exhibition for us. And Gary joins me now from Bournemouth. So, Gary, there are a lot of these. What was this one like?
I thought this one was extremely impressive, I must say. I have a certain scepticism about these things. I'm not someone who liked being dragged round museums and galleries as a child and have horrific memories of the boredom that would ensue for the next few hours when that happened as a child. But I have a certain enthusiasm for knowing what real life works of art can feel like, can get an impression of what they might look like to the sighted world. So I must say, I turned up at the Bankside Gallery in positive mood.
There are more than 70 pieces and installations on show. One of my favourites is a work called Cupu by Andrew Senior, which was also a prize winner. Andrew Lamont, the curator, had to guide me gently to an understanding of the piece.
I'm going to put my hands forward because I'm at a wall, I think. And what I find is netting. That's my image. I'm resting my palms on it and not moving. And now I'm going to explore. And now I'm finding within the netting much thinner pieces of nylon or cotton, much thicker piece of rope-like material. And it's about just short of my arm's span wide.
Because it is an icon.
Right.
World famous. But all those who've ever been to London know this image instantly.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Each of the strands that you've discovered are in different colours.
Right.
And they run sort of in varying directions.
Yeah.
Right through the middle is a red line.
Okay, a red line.
It goes from east to west.
Right.
We're trying to give dropping you a clue, aren't you? Because you know that you may never have been told that the line in London that runs from east to west is the central line.
Oh. This is a tube map?
Yes.
I imagine some of your fellow curators would have apoplexy at the idea of all this groping, but I have to say, I knew I would enjoy it, and I have enjoyed it, and I'm grateful to you for showing me around, so thank you very much.
A pleasure.